Chapter 13, Helen Arrives at Troy. With Aphrodite's help, Paris and Helen survived Hera's storm and reached Troy. There, Paris went straight to the palace to present Helen to his father. At first, King Priam was displeased, but he was quickly charmed by the beauty of Helen, and he blessed the couple and promised never to return Helen to the Greeks. A great festival was then held as the city celebrated Paris and Helen's arrival. Paris led her proudly through the streets on his chariot, as the men cheered and the women scattered flower petals. Helen looked around with uncertainty. She loved Paris, but she had betrayed her husband and could not get it out of her mind. "Why do you look so sad?" Paris asked, touching her cheek. Helen shook her head and smiled. "No reason," she said. A few weeks later, messengers from Agamemnon came to Troy. "Give back Helen to Menelaus," they told Priam, "or we will destroy your city." "Why should we return Helen?" asked Priam. "The Greeks have taken women from us, and we have asked for their return, but they have always refused." "My lord," said one of his advisers, "the Greeks are powerful."
"And so are we. We do not need to bow to these barbarians. Our city walls are strong, our allies are powerful, and we have Hector. He will protect us."
Priam looked at his eldest son proudly. Hector bowed. At that moment, the doors of the hall swung open, and a beautiful young woman with wild eyes came running in. She was Princess Cassandra, the daughter of Priam.
"This will be the end of Troy," she screamed. "The city will burn, its people will die, and none of us will live. I have foreseen it all."
Everyone was silent, too shocked to speak.
"Father," she said to Priam, "listen to me, please. Return Helen before it's too late."
"Hector, take her away," said Priam sadly, looking away.